Hello and welcome to the Short Science Fiction Review with me, John Cronshaw. Today I'm going to be reviewing Tourism by M. John Harrison. The story was first published in 2004. I read this in a mammoth book of the Best New SF Annual Collection number 18, edited by Gardner Dozois. Tourism is a very strange space opera story set on a far-flung planet in a town called Venusport. The story revolves around the people in a bar called Black Cat, White Cat, the name of which draws its reference from a strange occurrence in the port known as The Event, which seems to be some kind of wormhole or portal to a different place. From this event come black and white cats, literally by the hundreds and thousands. It's very strange. The story doesn't seem to have a main character. What happens is we kind of head hop between different people who enter this bar or pass this bar. So we get what we believe will be the main character, our adventurer, a guy called Jack Serotonin. This guy seems to take a certain type of rich woman on adventures into this strange event zone. And in this story, he meets up with someone called Irene and takes her away. And then he's left. He's gone from the story, only to return later on. And so among the other characters, we have the owner of the bar called Viv Hula, who seems to have a strange relationship with all the other characters in the story. There's another character who is described as a fat man called Antoine, who seems to be one of these people who lets the world go by him. But at the same time, there's something else deeper within his personality that is hinted at but isn't quite shown. There are also two really interesting characters in this. The first is a fighter, and the second is some kind of sex worker, maybe a porn star, maybe a prostitute. It isn't quite clear. But these two have a relationship. They're together. Now, the fighter's involved in this kind of gladiatorial battle. Every night, he has a fight essentially to the death. And every night, his personality is downloaded into a new body. Now, what I think the author does that's really interesting here is he draws a parallel between the sex worker and the fighter, essentially saying that they're both in fields where it's about their body, it's about the abuse that their body takes, that's how they make their money. And at the same time, they're both performers, they're both constantly having to put on this act. And there's a worry that the next fight will be the last fight, that the technique for resurrecting the fighter's mind will at some point fail. So there's this constant risk hanging over them, this constant fear of death. As we find out about all these different people and the various imagery that goes on and just this really weird, intense kind of writing, Jack Serotonin returns. He's been on some kind of adventure. He is described as being like bruised face and half his clothes ripped off and looks like he's been running through oil. And he comes to the bar, he's out of breath and demands a drink. And so it's really interesting. It inverts this idea of space opera being all about the adventure, all about the action. The adventure's going on, yes, but we don't get to see it as readers. And that's really clever. That's really interesting. At the end of the story, we get the return of Irene, the tourist. And the ending's really odd, really ambiguous. Have you read it? What did you think? I'm really looking forward to seeing this author at the weekend at the Edgelit Convention in Derby. He's going to be there along with Alistair Reynolds, so that's quite exciting. You can follow me on Twitter, it's at JL Cronshaw. You can also follow the show, which is at Short SF Review. I'm on Facebook and Goodreads, so you can friend me on there. It's John Cronshaw, that's John without an H. And if you're enjoying these shows, please take a moment to share them with a friend, or you could leave a review on the podcast portal of your choice. So until next time, cheerio.